producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
What's in Your Town Tour is in Kenmare, North Dakota today on What's on Your Mind. Hello, friends. I'm Scott Hennen. Leon Francis normally in this 8 o'clock hour, but yesterday he threw me the keys, and we were able to broadcast live from Shanley High School for the first day of school. That was a lot of fun, and it actually managed to get me into school, which, you know, when your kids get a little older, they don't exactly want you at school. So I was able to be there, and that's one of the things I'm going to miss about elementary school. Our youngest is in sixth grade now, and it's like, you know, Dad, I'll bike there. I'll walk there. Leave me alone. Go away. Can't walk me into school anymore. So anyway, it was a fun day yesterday at Shanley and Sullivan, and enjoyed that very much. And Leon's kids are there, and two of our three are there. And so it was a fun day and certainly a great time to meet a lot of good folks. I want to thank Dr. Mike Smith and the principal, Sarah Crary, for accommodating us yesterday. That was great fun. Today, as I mentioned, is our What's in Your Town Tour. Our tour stop today brought to you by Cloverdale and by Arvig, live from Kenmare today, and of course a whole host of folks here in Kenmare that are making our broadcast possible as well. The folks from Cloverdale and Arvig take us all over the Northern Plains. We'll be in Grafton next week, Dickinson soon, and of course really enjoy being in Grafton today. Excuse me, in Kenmare today, Grafton next week. Getting ahead of myself. We're going to talk to Jamie Langston, who's from the State Bank of Kenmare, and Jennifer Nelson from the Economic Development shop here in Kenmare, and talk a little bit about all the things you may not know about Kenmare, things that make Kenmare rather unique. We'll check in with the Golden Girls here a little later on in the hour and touch on some of the things in the news. And I have to tell you, on the way up here, I spent a lot of time digesting the news, and there's some things kind of fun that are happening locally, like the Sioux Bison rivalry reigniting. I like that. That's good news. But some things that really scare me on the international front. And we're going to spend some time talking about that today. Heard some comments by Eric Holder in Livingston, Missouri that were rather shocking because I thought the chief law enforcement officer of the United States should probably go down to a rather volatile situation and play referee maybe, right? Kind of just say, ooh, calm things down here a little bit, but seemed to put his thumb on the scale towards one side of that particular debate. And the comments of Chuck Hagel, our defense secretary, have me a bit concerned as well, because he is essentially saying, I assume Chuck Hagel, the defense secretary, knows more than we do about the threats from ISIS and the situation right now. And he basically said, hey, they're coming here. They're coming here. I hope that doesn't mean here as into Kenmare, but I think it means here as into the United States. So something we need to spend some time talking about as well. We're going to meet with the representative for Kenmare and the region in the legislature today. We're going to meet with Kenmare's mayor. We're going to talk with folks about the Goose Fest that's coming up, as well, a very popular annual event. So all of that on an Are You Kidding Me Friday. And by the way, Leon Francis will be here this afternoon, 2 until 5, with the Common Sense Club. So never fear, Leon's not too far away. Right now, however, let's talk a little bit about Kenmare, and let's thank the good folks that have made our broadcast from Kenmare possible today, and they include the Kenmare State Bank, where we are broadcasting live, and Jamie Livingston, who has been on the program before. You're a veteran now of the radio program.
Pretty much,
yeah. This is old hat for you, because we were here for the Cook Fest in Kenmare,
yeah.
And Jamie was gracious enough to host us for a broadcast of Energy Matters that day, and appreciated that very much. Nice to see you again. How are you?
It's deja vu all over again. Doing great. Thanks for coming.
Thank you, and thanks for hosting us and for your sponsorship as well. And Jennifer Nelson is here. Jennifer is can I call you the go-to gal without offending you?
You can, yes.
Gal is kind of a not-too-PC word that proves my age, but I know you're really making things go in Kenmare with a lot of economic development and community activities. So
we're trying to.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
I wanted to have both of you, maybe Jamie, I'll start with you, and Jennifer, have you maybe act as though many of the folks in our audience haven't been to Kenmare before, and maybe they have, maybe they haven't, but kind of when you interact with somebody, what you tell them about Kenmare and why this is a great place. And Jamie, you and I were talking before the air about some things that are unique to Kenmare. I mean, when you bring somebody into town and you're giving them a little tour, we'll consider this a little virtual tour in our What's in Your Town tour today, what do you show them?
Well, if you haven't been here before, I think most people would travel here potentially up Highway 52 from Minot. And one thing that you notice on your way up is that we have the graduating classes, you know, like class of 1994 up on the hills as you come up from Minot into Kenmare, about 4 miles southeast of Kenmare. So that tradition goes back and sent back to the 1940s, where every year the graduating class would put their year up in the rocks and paint them white. So it's kind of a unique thing to see, and it's right over the Dalle Lacs National Wildlife Refuge and the Dalle Lacs Lake, so it's a really pretty drive coming up here.
It really is. When did that start, did you say?
I think the 1940s. I'm sure a local person could correct me on that and know the actual starting date.
But so are the ones from the 40s still around? Or the,
Yeah, they are. And then when classes come back for their high school reunions, they go back out and repaint them.
What a great idea.
Yeah, it's really neat.
It is neat to have something kind of unique. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're very visible coming in. I remember last time I came in with the sun coming up, and it's kind of a neat thing, and you knew there was a story there.
Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. What else?
Well, I think just being along Dalle Lacs National Wildlife Refuge is unique, and you know, our town, you can see the lake from right from town. It borders our community. I think that's unique. Another thing that we have, and I believe it's the only one in the state of North Dakota, is the downtown square. Most communities have a main street, but we have a downtown square that has a park in the middle of it. The businesses surround it, and we have an old Danish mill that was moved to that site many years ago, and we're a community that's known for our old Danish mill as well.
That's really a unique deal, and that, by the way, is where the Cook Fest was held, so folks that were here heard about that, really, and, you know, I was here for that, went down to Dunn Center, and, of course, Cook Fest has been going on for a few years now. I think they're up to nearly 20 of those events across the state that have happened over the last few years, and people were raving about Kenmare and the hospitality and just the unique downtown, and that's really neat. Where do you tour folks around, Jennifer, when they come to town for the first time? What do you show them? What do you tell them about?
Oh, well, we take them down to the square. We also have a really beautiful golf course. The clubhouse just got redone last summer, so it looks really nice. There's Pioneer Days that the Lake County Historical Society puts on every year, so that's a big event. The new downtown at the square, the new West Side development, is kind of something we really like to show off now that it's all done and filled up with new businesses. So
that's a unique story, Jamie. You told me a little bit about how that came to be. First of all, I mean, we should describe it. So the downtown is a square, literally, right? So there's four sides, and development, obviously, on all four sides.
Yep.
The one development that butts up against the lake down that way would be probably the most unique part of this, because it's, I guess for lack of a better term, you could describe it as one long strip mall, but it doesn't look like that downtown.
Right. Basically, the way that project started is the owner of the State Bank and Trust of Kenmare, James Jorgensen, approached us, the Development Corporation, about that he wanted to do something pretty special downtown. So he started acquiring the properties on the west side of the square, which there's 12 25-foot lots that he purchased from the individuals that own those properties. Really, the only business at that time that was still occupying the space was the local drugstore.
So you had one business, basically, on that whole side of the block.
Right. Yep, we had some fire and then just some vacant buildings that over the years. And
now what do you have? Describe what you have right now.
A brand new facility that fills up the whole block with seven businesses occupying those spaces. Jim donated all the money to build it and then donated to the Development Corporation, and it allows each business there to occupy those spaces for very cheap rent, because the Development Corporation's not trying to make any money off of it. We just want to cover our insurance and taxes.
And you want businesses there, and they're there. That's going to be fun for you, Jennifer, when you have a real estate like that to show folks about, huh?
It is, yeah. It was actually really fun. I kind of came in the middle of it, and filling those businesses was awesome.
And, of course, beyond the retail side, you've got a vibrant, diversified economy going here, don't you?
Absolutely, yep. They filled a lot of things that we didn't currently have, so.
The goal was, I think, to bring retail to Kenmare, to bring more retail to Kenmare. With Minot being so close, it's tough to do retail in town. So, for instance, we have a furniture store that opened 2 weeks ago. They have a 70 by 80 brand new building, and the rent is $520 a month.
Wow, incredible. It's something to see, folks. We're looking forward to learning more about Kenmare as we go throughout the day. Thank you both for sharing a little bit of the story.
Thank you.
Enjoyed it, and we're going to meet many other folks and talk a lot about what's happening here today. I want to thank our sponsors, by the way, which include Eagle Operating. Thank Bob Mao and his team at Eagle Operating. They've been longtime Kenmare backers, and we appreciate their support today. Of course, the Goose Fest Committee, we're going to hear from them a little later on. As I mentioned, we appreciate very much State Bank of Kenmare. Am I saying it right? Or is it Kenmare State Bank?
State Bank and Trust of Kenmare.
State Bank and Trust of Kenmare. Yes. We'll get it right. Yes, the Farmers Union Oil Company, Gooseneck Implement, Equipment Picker, M&K Pizza Hub, American Well, Portal Service, Burke Divide Electric Co-op, Modern Woodworks, and Northern Appliance, as well as the Town and Country Credit Union. And I had a great stay last night at the Quilt Inn. It's fabulous. Awesome. Right here in Kenmare. More coming up. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Nesson Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesson on the Booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the Booming Bakken.
At the base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal, and to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesson Consulting Service, go to nessonconsulting.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 20th, 2014, gold opened at $1,297.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,344.56, $672.28 for a half ounce, or $336.14 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,344.77, $672.28, and
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Twenty past the hour. What's on your mind? Hey, friends, I'm Scott Hinnon. Lonkita Cullum and Ellen Ratner here. You got me again today. BQ, what do you think of that program? I miss you. It's nice to be back.
Glad to have you.
Ellen, I understand, is they're trying to reach Ellen. So I don't know if she's still sleeping or jet-lagged or what's going on, but it was kind of nice to have her back yesterday, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, and she may. Did they try her at the country home? Did they try her?
You know, do you know if I go look at the numbers I have for Ellen, there's like, you know, there's New York, there's, you know, there's, you know, there's upstate New York.
There's
Kuwait. Kuwait. Yeah, you have the Kuwaiti, you know, hotline. You have the...
there you go.
Grenada. Yeah, I'd say, like, she is the... I mean, there's where's Waldo and then there's where's Ellen, right? It's just impossible to, yeah.
But she had quite a trip. I think she may be just completely exhausted.
Yeah. I understand completely. So a couple of things I want to talk about here. Blanquita Cullum, by the way, and Ellen Ratner are the Golden Girls. Blanquita would be on our side, a little on the you know, center-right side. Ellen Ratner would be left of Lenin, just so you know, to get the ideological spectrums that we're dealing with here. And we're in Kenmare, North Dakota today. I don't want to tell Ellen this because she'd have a heart attack, but they have something called the Goose Fest. Because Kenmare is the snow goose capital of North Dakota.
Wow.
And they do an 8-day hunting festival in October that is unbelievable. And starts October 18th and goes to the 25th. But a lot of goose end up as a you know, dinner, honestly, for somebody. So that might make Ellen a little nervous being the...
She'd get a little nervous, but I'm going to tell you, the more I talk to North Dakota, you know how much I love North Dakota, but especially when we're having as many problems as we are with energy, the economy, and North Dakota is like one of the great stars of all of our 50 states, that and Texas and Oklahoma. I mean, when we're talking about being concerned about the oil situation, and we've got North Dakota that is just booming, I mean, why are they not having a summit in North Dakota with all of these oil-producing states to try to come up with a plan in inviting, you know, Canada and Mexico to sit at the table and try to come up with a plan?
Well, I think the industry is doing that. I'd love to see governments do that, though. You know, you're absolutely right. Come see how fracking works, horizontal works. Come see. Here's what I'd love for folks to see, especially some of the lefties that just think, you know, oil and gas development is horrible. They ought to see Newtown, North Dakota. And Newtown, North Dakota is in the middle of Fort Berthold Indian Reservation. It is along Lake Sakakawea, which to the Native Americans is literally sacred. I mean, Native Americans think of Lake Sakakawea like I would think of the Eucharist as a Catholic, right? I mean, it's very sacred to them, okay? And and the folks from the tribe have a partnership with the state that allows for oil and gas development and a proper sharing. Because, quite honestly, because of the sovereignty, many times private businesses shy away from doing business on Indian land because they're not sure of what the, you know, there's no certainty. They don't know what the taxation is going to be or anything else. Well, in this case, Blanquita, they forged an agreement and some leadership by our former governor, John Hovind, who's now senator, and leaders sat around the table, figured out a deal, and what previously was a donut hole, meaning you had all this oil and gas development surrounding the reservation, is now robust, and you went from something like, you know, double-digit inflation, 15-20% inflation, down to about 4 now. It's down
amazing.
To about 9. Now, mind you, it's zero in most of the state, so it's still an issue, but it's nowhere. And by the way, Native-owned businesses started, employees working. And what I believe is the most exciting part of that story is generational change, because you have Native American kids and grandkids seeing their parents and grandparents engaged in an industry, starting businesses, and really setting a new course for the future of Native Americans. What's not to love about that?
I would love to see that. I would love to see that, Scott. I think Ellen and I need to make a trip over there, and I really would love to see that.
Well, as you know, I've been suggesting that for some time. We just got to get Ellen to, instead of going to Sedan, go to North Dakota. You know what I'm saying?
Well, maybe we can come over in September, October sometime, because that would be phenomenal.
And I'd like you to bring some of our fellow radio talk shows from around the country as well, because this is quite a unique story. I mean, it really is pretty amazing. And let's bring it around to the national security situation. Did you hear Chuck Hagel yesterday, the Secretary of Defense, say, here's what I heard him say, hey, this could come here and will come here. And you think of the beheadings, you think of the persecution of individuals simply because of their faith. And then the idea that isn't something that's just going to happen in a faraway, distant land. It's coming here.
Even the idea that he says it in a way like, you know, he's nervous. He's supposed to be speaking from a position of strength. And they should be coming up with a strategy that really ticks me off, Scott. That the fact that, you know, I can see that the Pentagon from our apartment. And the idea that they can't speak with the smartest and the brightest minds, and even from our allied countries, because they're all going to have this problem, and including Russia, who has experienced this problem. And, you know, all those Balkan states, we need to be working together and not sitting there with our teeth chattering, but coming up with a real strong position.
Yeah, exactly right. One of our loyal listeners just said, inflation... lowest inflation and asking if didn't I mean unemployment. If I said inflation, I meant unemployment, but everything's low in North Dakota. Fastest growing economy, lowest unemployment. I mean, it really is incredible. And by the way, it's largely because of a very strong, generational success in the ag industry. That's certainly a pillar of our economy.
Right.
But now paired with oil and gas development. And that's where the national security thing, having more energy independence, Blanquita, you know this as well as anybody with your Texas roots, will give us options to be able to not have to ultimately be the world's police and focus
and
on the bad guys.
Grid, Scott, and protecting the grid. We need to protect the grid. We need to, you know, you're exactly right.
Yeah, and so that's why these are connected. We ought to pay attention. And I agree with you on Chuck Hagel, total weakness. We only have a couple minutes left, but I want your take on the latest in Ferguson, Missouri. I think we've learned an important lesson here as Americans, and that is, the media not only politically is biased, they have a real racial bias, and to the tune of they will skew the facts to support their side. We know a very different story about Michael Brown and about that police officer down there today than we did 1 week ago. And I believe the media is culpable in this. What's your take?
Well, because they get out there and they turn it into the Globe. They want to dramatize it so that they can be able to escalate the situation to turn it into ratings. It's not as, you know, because obviously the press can only carry one story at a time. Everything else that's on the burner that's absolutely critical, they'll drop. And the fact of the matter is, I'd love to be able to figure out a place to really just watch news and find out what in the world is going on and know that I don't have to hear some editorial spin.
No kidding. No kidding. Good points. Blanquita Cullum, one half of the Golden Girls on the news of the day.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannum to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze-Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
On Your Mind, coming to you live and direct from Kenmare, North Dakota today on the radio. And by the way, Shane, this is going to be rather unusual, but because I'm in Kenmare today and Leon Francis is off for the 8 o'clock hour, he'll be back from 2 until 5. We're going to need to call Phil Parker at K-Fire at about 8:40 and give him a little preview of what's going on the show. We'll do that live on the air today. Are you up for that? So sure. I'll send you his number to call, and you can let him know we're going to do a live simulcast today. He'll kind of have a little fun with that, so it'll be neat. In the meantime, we are live in Kenmare today, brought to you by our friends at Eagle Operating. Thanks to Bob Mao and his team, great supporters here. The Goose Fest Committee, that's coming up October 18th through 25th. Going to tell you about that on the show today. State Bank and Trust of Kenmare, Farmers Union Oil Company, Gooseneck Implement. A lot of green and gold over at Gooseneck Implement. Good guys. Equipment Picker, M&K Pizza Hub, American Well, Portal Service, Burke Divide Electric Co-op, Modern Woodworks and Northern Appliance, Town and Country Credit Union, Quilt Inn, where we stayed last night, and, of course, the Kenmare EDC is picking up our lunch today, where we get to meet some folks from Kenmare. Looking forward to that. Representative Glenn Foseth is here, a 24-year member of the North Dakota State Legislature, represents Kenmare, and a member of the Finance and Tax Committee, Natural Resources as well. Nice to see you, Glenn. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Are you getting ready for another session?
Yeah, we're gearing up for it.
You know, 80 days every other year in a state like North Dakota, you guys have a lot of work ahead of you, don't you?
Yeah, it gets to be a hectic schedule. It's just go, and we're, you know, struggling all the time, seems like, to meet the deadlines of when bills have to be introduced and when they have to be out of committee and when they have to be moved to the Appropriations Committee. Make all those time schedules is kind of hectic at times.
I never miss an opportunity to remind listeners how hard you legislators work. I've never seen anything like it. I've spent some significant time the last two sessions there, and it is a frantic pace. And it's not just during the session. You're doing a lot of prep work now with interim committees and whatnot, but I hope folks realize the level of public service. It's no small deal, so thank you for that.
Well, thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about what will be the big issues. And obviously, Kenmare is on the edge of the oil boom, but you're impacted here as well. Is it time for a change in the formula?
Well, yeah, I think it'll be the legislators from Western North Dakota have been working on a change in the distribution of the portion of oil tax revenue that goes back to counties and political subdivisions. And I think hopefully we can convince legislators across the state that more money has to come back to Western North Dakota in the form of infrastructure funding to repair all the damage that's been done to roads and our highway systems, basically in all roads, township, county, and state. And also the growing cities in Western North Dakota, the infrastructure development is just unreal, and it takes millions and millions of dollars just to build infrastructure to keep up with the growth in cities like Watford City, Williston, Dickinson, Tioga, Stanley, and Divide County. Crosby is seeing a pretty big, large impact right now, and it just never ends.
So, you know, one of the arguments you hear if you're in the thick of it, in the Bakken, would be, for instance, if I was in Watford City this week, and within 80 miles of Watford City is 80% of the oil and gas development. So it's generating this juggernaut of the funds that are coming in and deciding, and also an enormous amount of impacts. Folks in that hot zone say, you know what, we ought to be able to get a little larger share because we have all these impacts. On the other hand, you have impacts in Cameron, as you say. There's impacts in Wahpeton, there's impacts in Jamestown, there's impacts in many places in other ways. How do you strike that balance, knowing that there are enormous amount of needs there, but also needs elsewhere?
Well, it's hard to strike a balance there. The distribution formulas are basically based on the amount of oil that each county produces, and of course, Kenmare sits in Ward County, which has very little oil production, so we kind of get left out of that distribution formula to a large extent. We have to kind of depend on the oil impact grant money to apply for to get our what we feel is our share or are needed funds to keep up with the development that we've felt here. We are on the edge of the Bakken. I think the first Bakken producer is probably about 7 miles west of Kenmare. And as you further go into Burke County and Divide County, of course, it gets more wells all along there. But we've felt the impact by new people coming to town, new businesses. We have a couple of local businesses. MW Industries builds workover rigs, state-of-the-art workover rigs.
I actually broadcast from there when I was here for Energy Matters. That's a pretty that's a great story up there.
Yeah, very. It's a very good story. They're getting orders from all over the nation for building these state-of-the-art workover rigs, and they're million-dollar rigs they're building up there. And we've got Portal Services moved part of their operation here, bought the old Gooseneck Implement John Deere facility, and have a work crew working out here. Smaller businesses like Recon Oil, they're a company that helps put oil wells into production, and they have, it's a local-owned family business, but they have five or six employees. And they bought an old gas station, service station, remodeled it into their headquarters, and things like that have been happening. We have about three or four smaller trucking companies that have located here. They have anywhere from two trucks to 12 trucks, probably, that work in the oil fields, hauling salt water and oil, and headquarter out of here. To them, it doesn't matter that much where they're located because they travel a lot of miles no matter where they're located, I guess, especially the salt water. And if they're hauling oil to pipelines or these rail loading terminals, they have to travel quite a few miles regardless of where they're located.
You know, if I were in the game, if you will, I would say, you know what, I want a place where I can have a sense of community for my employees and a little bit of calm and, you know, some outdoor activities and everything else, and yet easy access to the thick of it. Yeah. And that's where I think the growth for Kenmare could be, pretty extraordinary. So I think we're going to be joined by Phil Parker here pretty quick. Shane, have you called him? And then we're going to keep you going into the next segment so we continue this conversation after our chat. But are you phoning up Okay, you get them for us, and you let me know when we're ready to go, and then we'll continue our conversation with Representative Glenn Froseth. Glenn is the state representative for Kenmare and the region, and, of course, the legislative session every other year in North Dakota cranks up again early next year, and really a lot of the work that is tackled in the legislative session is done, in the months prior to the session, and that's some of the things we're talking about with the formula that we'll chat more about with Glenn coming up here on the program as well. Brought to you today in Kenmare by Eagle Operating, the Goose Fest Committee, State Bank of and Trust of Kenmare, Farmers Union Oil Company, and Gooseneck Implement, along with lots of other good folks here. And speaking of Goose Fest, I wonder if Phil Parker's ever been to Goose Fest. I need to ask him that, if he's ever been to Goose Fest, because there is really nothing like it. An eight-day hunting festival. Man, something for everyone. They call this the Snow Goose Capital of North Dakota because it's just this hunting haven. And the counts, according to Game and Fish, on Snow Goose.
More LAPD Detective Mark Furman.
Hello, Scott Hennen.
Hello, Phil Parker. How are you?
You know, I'm doing all right. We've got some weird interference going here with this.
Let me play that for you.
Why don't I hear Sean Hannity? We don't need Fargo on.
there we go.
I think Fargo caused the problem, Phil, as usual.
You know way to be, Fargo. Fargo! All right.
How are you
well,
guys?
There's never been a town more synonymous with an animal than Kenmare, because when you think Kenmare, what pops into your head?
Flying mongoose?
Yes, goose. I mean, that's all you think of.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been up here for Goose Fest before, Phil?
I have not.
Will this be the year that you come up with? I've never hunted geese, never have, and I want to make this the time I do. So I hope you'll come up and you can bring Mark and Mark and anybody else you want to bring.
Oh, that'd be fun.
It's so 8 days.
When does it start?
October 18th for 8 days.
All right, very good. And you're going to be talking some Goose Fest today on What's in Your Mind.
I am. We have our What's in Your Town tour actually up here in beautiful Kenmare today, and we want to get everybody to circle the calendar for Goose Fest, and also there's just a lot happening. They have a town square. Remember, I think It's a Wonderful Life, that movie where you saw a lot of the downtown and where the bank was, there was that town square. There's not a lot of town squares in North Dakota, you know, but their main street is a square, and they actually have some really unique things with the Danish heritage that's here, and they have a little windmill in the middle of the square, and it's of course right along the lake, and it's just beautiful. It really is neat.
Be a lot of fun.
Exactly right. So we're gonna chat actually about Goose Fest on the program today. We're also going to talk a little bit about just what's happening in this vibrant community here. The mayor of Kenmare, Roger Ness, will join us on the program today, and then of course it's a Are You Kidding Me Friday, and what that means on an Are You Kidding Me Friday is, for one, the Sioux and the Bison are going to play again in football, but are you kidding me? It's only happening in Fargo.
Well, at least they're playing again.
Well, I'm with you on that. I'm glad about that, but I'm still a little amazed that, the Bison are afraid to come up to UND. I don't know what that's all about. The Freddy Cats is what they're doing.
Because the last time they went up there, they lost.
See, I knew Kidder would come through for me on that one. I mean,
there you go.
He'd take the bait. All right. And much more, Are You Kidding Me, including submissions from our fine listeners. We have a prize every Friday, and we have actually four family packs, a family pack of four tickets for the Medora musical.
Excellent. That'll be good.
50th anniversary for our caller of the day coming up on What's on Your Mind 9 to 11 with Todd the Radio God Mitchell and yours truly, Scott Hennen, right here.
All right. Great, Scott.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good weekend. All right.
See you later.
See, I got the promise there from Phil Parker, ladies and gentlemen, who hosts PMS in the morning, the Phil Mark Show on 550 K-Fire every weekday morning, that he'll come up to Kenmare. You'll take him, won't you, Glenn?
Yep, I listen to the show every morning.
They're funny, aren't they?
Yeah, I like them.
Oh, my gosh. It really is good radio. Yeah. Yeah, some great personalities. And, of course, they've been doing that show a long, long time down there. So it's lots of fun. And I'll bring Phil along for Goose Fest.
Okay.
mark them down. So we got 2 weekends to choose from, so it should be easy. By golly, 18th and 19th is a weekend, and then goes into the 24th and 25th of October. So and I think that might be pheasant opener. Pheasant opener's in there, too.
I'm not sure.
Pretty sure. You don't even, are pheasants like a dirty word around here? It's all about
the
geese?
No. We love pheasant hunting, too, but most of the pheasant hunting is west of us.
Yeah, so you gotta get in the car to go to a little, get in the pickup.
Divide County is good pheasant country.
It is, yeah. Down there in Cannonball is my favorite down area. Anyway, stay tuned. More with our chat with Representative Glenn Fossett today on the program. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Chase on the lake. Just saying that. Chase on the lake, I relax. We're talking about a great resort on the shores of Leech Lake, a fabulous walleye lake with a whole lot of fun and recreation no matter what you love. Pontooning, watercraft, fishing, you can do it all. Speedboat rentals, Chase on the Lake is the spot, folks. Fabulous restaurant, the 502 overlooking the lake, lakeside dining, big pool, sauna. The place is absolutely amazing. Bowling alley, great place for meetings and retreats, weddings and family reunions. This place is absolutely fantastic. And our friends at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts, have asked us to extend to you, our listeners, a fabulous deal for September. Stay 2 nights in a condo and get a half-day watercraft, all for $399. That's right. Is that an incredible deal or what? Tell them you want the Scott Special, ChaseOnTheLake.com, or call 888-CHASE-06. That's 888-CHASE-06. And tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
All right, what's in your town tours in Kenmare, North Dakota today? And there's a lot. in Kenmare,
North
Dakota.
Breaking tonight, the Obama administration
what's going on here with the Fox News channel? Are they overtaking us, Shane, or what is the deal here?
I think so, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but before it was Hannity, and now it's Megyn Kelly. I don't know, but anyway, turn some buttons off so they leave us alone for crying out loud. 11 before the top of the hour, we want to thank our sponsors for bringing us to Kenmare, North Dakota with the What's in Your Town tour, and they include the Cloverdale Don Russell's Big Flavor Tour. Have you had the Cloverdale bacon before, Glenn? It's good stuff, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. I brought along some coupons for you. So it'll save you a little bit on your next pound of bacon from Cloverdale. Also, Arvig Communications as well, and that includes also our local sponsors, Eagle Operating, Goose Fest Committee, State Bank and Trust of Kenmare, Farmers Union Oil Company, Gooseneck Implement, Equipment Picker, M&K Pizza Hub, American Well, Portal Service, Burke Divide Electric Co-op, Modern Woodworks, Northern Appliance, Town and Country Credit Union as well. Continuing our conversation with Representative Glenn Froseth from the state legislature, who represents Kenmare, has for 24 years now. And we're chatting a little bit about the upcoming session and about things that are happening in Kenmare. What do you tell your colleagues about Kenmare? You invite them up for Goose Fest, or when you're singing the praises of Kenmare, what do you tell them about, Glenn?
Well, I invite them up often. Not too many of them ever have shown up, but I try to promote Kenmare every chance I get. I think every time someone asks me where I'm from, I say Kenmare. Oh, they either say, oh, Goose Fest area, or otherwise they say Honkers. So I think we're known best by either the Kenmare Honkers sports teams or our Goose Fest celebration.
Home of the Honkers. Exactly right. That's pretty neat. So back to the session and what you expect. I mean, I'm hearing a lot of talk about a 60-40 formula. Is that something you think you can support?
Yeah, I think that's one of the main things that our committee from the western northern part of the state has been working on, is trying to get the new distribution of the county share, or of the production tax, the 5% production tax. Fourth of that 5% goes to the local municipalities, political subdivisions,
So explain the change. What is it now, and what's being proposed?
Right now, the first $1 million in each county, 75% goes to the state and 25% to the county. After that, it's a 50-50 split until it gets to $2 million, and then the state gets, the state will get 75% and the county 25%. So what we'd like to do is change that 25-75 and 75-25 to 60-40 and 40-60. So the county will receive 40% of the first $1 million and 60% of the anything over $2 million.
And which counties? Are we only talking about oil-impacted counties? And how do you define those?
Well, yeah, it basically would only be the oil-impact counties, because they're the only ones that have oil revenue. Oil income.
Sure, I got it.
There's 19 oil-producing counties that are considered oil-producing counties, because the share, like in Ward County, would be very small.
How will that play in the rest of the state?
Well, we don't know. We're hoping the rest of the state will buy into it and support us in that effort, because we really desperately need to get more infrastructure money back to western North Dakota.
But the rest of the state's benefiting from that, right? I mean, their share is still pretty significant when you consider how much revenue is coming.
Absolutely. The state's share is still... is distributed across the whole state as a whole.
Has the committee spent some time talking to the governor and see if he supports this concept, or is this a legislative idea at this point?
Well, I'm not sure. Rich Wardner is the Senate Majority Leader, and he's kind of been spearheading this effort, and he's probably had several visits with the governor over it. Our committee as a whole, I don't believe, has. But
how important is it? This is not your first rodeo. You're going to go down there for your 12th session. How important is it to have some consensus on a plan like this, on a big thing, ahead of the session?
It's very important. If you can have, good support going in, by the time we get these bills to the committee and hear testimony in the committees and so forth, and everyone knows what we're trying to do and basic formula changes, it's a big help, and to try to educate everyone on it during the session.
Sure. And you're talking to right now a good chunk of eastern North Dakota that obviously, will say, well, we've got needs too. And so that'll be the selling point about there. I would argue to everybody in eastern North Dakota, you are benefiting beyond measure from this, North Dakota miracle of oil and gas production. Yeah. So whatever the share changes, when, you know, somebody in Fargo really needs to spend some time in a Kenmare, in a Stanley, in a Watford City, and see how things are enormously different because of what's going on. And you're on the edge of it here, but you still have impacts as well, which you've explained. So to really understand it. Hopefully your fellow members will get that, and everybody will sing kumbaya on this one, right?
Well, it's kind of a trade-off in a way. You know, Fargo has problems there with their diversion project, their flooding and diversion. And the state is going to help them. They've already committed funding to it. I think basically what's holding up is what decision Fargo has to make and what kind of a project they want to go forward with.
We're all in this together, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. And like Devil's Lake, flooding situation there needs attention. And we have water issues all across the state. Some places have too much water, and some places don't have enough water. And how do you, you know, it the whole state needs assistance in getting those projects done.
Only have a few seconds left, so literally 10 seconds for your answer, but you're a natural resource, so I wanted to ask you about the Clean Water, Wildlife, and Parks Amendment and all the money that would skim off. Very bad idea in your view?
I think so. This bill we passed last session dedicates $30 million for the biennium. And
no small deal.
No, and you know that $30 million is quite a boost from what they're getting before in
great point
conservation. And I think they're going way over, we're over the top on this issue if that passes.
Thanks, Glenn. Appreciate it.
Thank you,
Representative Glenn Froseth, with us on What's on Your Mind.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Affordable housing is here in the Bakken, Stanley, North Dakota, Frontier Village. Tell you about some friends of mine. They have a beautiful three-bedroom home there. Nice kitchen, dining room. The bedrooms, by the way, walk-in closets, nice big mudroom, living room. I mean, this thing is unbelievable. Two decks, a parking pad. Right now today, $7,000 down, $1,200 a month. You own that home in Stanley, North Dakota. Walking distance to schools, three blocks north of Cashwise. Frontier Village, call 701-628-1215 today.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.